those who just tuned in, welcome to the Love Wins Podcast Show. My name is Nick the Greek. I'm your host. You can find this show on Spotify, Anchor.fm, and most popular platforms that broadcast podcasts, you know, podcast shows, whatever, you know. That's what I call mine. I call mine the Love Wins Podcast Show, which is not really mine. It's ours, is what I meant to say. So, rewind. That's what we call ours, Love Wins Podcast Show. On this show, what we do is we discuss worldwide matters on a daily basis, and we try to come up with solutions for them, for us as a whole, right? All of us together. So we've done about 70 episodes, 40 of which were under the Nick the Greek Podcast Show, which you can still find on Spotify. Nick the Greek Podcast Show. That's the title, all five words. And so a couple of months ago, we changed the name to Love Wins Podcast Show, all four words, is the new title for the show, right? We changed the name a few months ago, and so the old show is still up, and so this is like a new show, but it's just one is a continuance of the other one, right? So what we do is we discuss worldwide matters, and we try to come up with solutions for them, for us as a whole, and we've already been about 15 minutes into this segment today, ladies and gentlemen. Right, but I had to start recording now because I realized that I was not recording. It's kind of sad. No, I knew I wasn't recording. But the thing is, we're talking about something really good right now, and so I had to go on record, right? So here we are. For those who just tuned in, welcome. We were just talking about gang stalking. Not really, but now we are. So we're talking about what's the least thing that somebody could do to harass you, right? That they won't look like they're, like, they can pretend like they're not doing it, right? I mean, what's the most, was what I meant to say. So for instance, I probably didn't explain that the way I wanted to, but I will now. What I'm trying to say is, okay, so if somebody is literally gang stalking you, right? Literally, one of the things that would be happening, okay, so this is a new thing for those who haven't heard about it yet, right? It's called gang stalking, is when people of the community that have formed into an organization or a team or whatever you want to call it, a group of people, they pick targets out of people, other people that live in the community for various reasons. They could even not have a reason. They could even have been given a reason as a lie to target you, right? Which is what I feel like is going on with my situation. But anyway, so this is a new thing that's happening on this planet Earth. So it's a worldwide matter, right? So that's why we're talking about it. That's why we're talking about it, because we discuss worldwide matters on a daily basis and we try to come up with solutions for them, for us as a whole, right? So yeah, I have friends, right? And my friends, I'm not going to get sidetracked about, we were just talking about how we're talking about the gang stalking in the literal sense of it. But right now I want to say this, right? I have friends that I could form into a team or an organization, and we could change the world together. If we all put our powers together, we could change the world for the betterment of the world. We could do that, me and my friends, because my friends are smart people, good people that care about this world. My real friends, right? That's the kind of friends everybody wants to have, right? Most logical adults on this planet will want to have the kind of friends that you could count on, that are reliable, right? That you can trust, that you can ask to watch your house for you, watch your dog, then you'll know that when you get back, everything's gonna still be okay. They're not gonna turn your house upside down. You know, that kind of trust amongst us human beings, I noticed that it's fading away, ladies and gentlemen, right? But we're not gonna get too sidetracked, because what we're talking about is really, really important for us as a whole, right? So right there, I'm going to take a second and let you guys know that this show is not scripted. There's no script for this show. Nobody taught me how to be a radio show host. I'm just an adult on this planet, an adult human being that cares about the world and wants to, you know, the kids of this planet, which are the future of this planet, to end up living, honestly, in a world that is better than the world I had to live in or have to live in. Because that's what we owe to these kids. I've mentioned this before, right? These kids, these children of this planet were not asked if they can come here, if they want to come to this planet, right? Just like we weren't. So maybe our parents, or maybe our parents' parents, didn't show them how important it is to care about them in the right way because they didn't ask to be here, right? For one, right? So the children of the planet, if the children of this planet are the future of this planet, but didn't ask to be the future of this planet, right? I don't know how we get chosen. I don't know exactly how that works, but we were and we're here. So we owe that to these kids because maybe our parents didn't give it to us, right? And so I think that some great ways for us to give that to these children, for those who just tuned in, welcome to the Love Wins Podcast Show. My name is Nick the Greek. I'm your host. Today we're talking about love because it's important. I mean, the show's called Love Wins Podcast Show. So anyway, you can find this show on Spotify, right? So we're talking about showing kids the right way to end up living in a better world than we have to or had to live in, right? Through peace, love, unity, and connection, right? Through peace, love, unity, and connection with a balance, of course. When the COVID-19 happened, I started a show called The Nick the Greek. I founded and created and started a show called The Nick the Greek Podcast Show, which is still on Spotify today. Nobody taught me how to be a radio show host. I just went online and Googled how to start a podcast and do a podcast, and I just followed the directions that Anchor.fm, which is the platform that I use to, you know, create and distribute the podcast. I followed the directions that Anchor.fm instructed me. They gave me some instructions, and they said, follow these instructions and you'll be fine. And I did so. Next thing you know, I got my own little commercial. It was really cool. You know, I don't have a script, which is really what makes this show a great show, because there's no script for this show. I improvise every episode. We've done about 70 episodes, right? But some things that I mention are the same every show, even though there's no script. Even though every show is literally different, it's on the same along the same lines, right? So the concept of the show is that we discuss worldwide matters on a daily basis, and we try to come up with solutions for them, for us as a whole, right? That's the concept of the Love Wins Podcast Show, which you're tuned into right now. But when I first started the shows, I say I came to some awarenesses as an adult man on this planet Earth, right? I came to some awarenesses, and there are two really big awarenesses, probably the two biggest ones for us adults, right? And it's one, that we're all connected to each other through energy. And the second one is that we're a progressive species, right? These are two awarenesses, that these are two things that I realized about us human beings when I became an adult on my own. Meaning nobody ever said that to me in those terms. Nobody ever came up to me and said, hey kid, when I was a child, you know, nobody ever came up to me and said, hey kid, just so you know, I'm going to tell you something that's going to, you know, help you for the rest of your life. It's going to help you understand life at, you know, a younger age, probably, and help you in great, you know, greatly. So, which is that we're all connected to each other through energy, right? That's number one, kid. Two, kid, right? You're talking to me, right? Is that we're a progressive species. Excuse me. Is that we're a progressive species, right? Yo, kid, we're a progressive species. I'd say, what does that mean? What does that mean, sir? Right? And then hopefully the man would have said, it means that you have to live with peace for the rest of your life, kid. Because if you don't, you're going to progress to live in a world filled with nothing but war, hate, and violence. And I would have said, but why is that, sir? And the guy would have said, because that's how God made us. And that is real. That is real. That's how God made us, ladies and gentlemen. God made us. We are wired to progress at whatever it is that we do in our lifetimes, right? So the one thing I don't understand is these two things, these two major awarenesses that I talk about every show, right? That we're connected through energy and we're a progressive species. I don't understand how come these things are not being taught in the educational system, right? They should be part of the, what is it called? They should be part of the, you know, the teaching pattern. What is it called? It's the teacher's, what's it called? Can I get one? teaching, you know, repertoire. So what is it called now? It's going to come to me in a second. It's what the teachers have to teach, right? It's called something. It has its own word. Anyway, so yeah, we're talking about love. For those who just joined us, welcome to the Love Wins Podcast Show. My name is Nick the Greek. I'm your host. You can find the show on Spotify and all the popular platforms that broadcast podcast shows. There's another one actually called Love Wins. So mine is called Love Wins Podcast Show. That's how I was able to separate mine from the other one. The other lady had the show first. So I'm not going to lie. Yes, miss. I saw that you were there, but I still used the title because I didn't see yours to come up with my title. I just saw yours after I thought about it. So I thought we're on the same team. You know, love wins. Love wins. Why not, you know? So we were just talking about the awarenesses. We're talking about gang stalking. These are really important things that are happening on our planet right now. We haven't done an episode or a segment in a couple of weeks, so I don't really want to, even though I should have taken it to commercial like 30 minutes ago, I really don't want to, because what we're talking about is stuff that could change the world. So we're going to stay on this conversation on these topics right now, right? So the whole gang stalking thing. So what I was saying is, if that's indeed happening, right? Like, let's go into it for a second, right? Because where it's happening, like, I've seen people like sweating about it, dude. I've seen somebody roll up to me and be sweating and be like, "Oh my God, bro, the gang stalkers." Like, it was that bad. Right? So this one of two options, right? One, either this person is tripping, right? Two, he's not tripping. So how can we figure that out, right? Because here's the thing about gang stalking, right? Well, number one, to me personally, my theory is that it is happening because so many people are talking about it. There's a lot of YouTube videos about it. There's no way that it's non-existent. There's no way that all these people are saying the same thing is happening to them and it's not happening to anyone. That is hard to believe because of the pattern. I mean, you know, I'm just using my logic here. But what I'm talking about is, if that's indeed happening to someone, right? If you're being gang stalked, then in the literal sense, you're being stalked, right? So these people are following you, right? So the thing about, you know, that's on the gang stalker's side, so to speak, is that you can't prove that they're doing that to you. How can you prove that somebody is stalking you? All they have to say is, "I don't know what they're talking about, officer. I'm just going the same way that they're going. I'm just going that way, right? Unless, you know, they pulled up to your driveway, which the gang stalkers don't do that. They're pretty smart, I would say. I mean, you know, they know how to do math and stuff like that. Because they have a good sequence, you know. Anyway, that'd be crazy if they were all holograms, huh? But that's not happening, sorry. Anyway, so yeah. If you're being gang stalked, I believe you, bro. I believe you because it's happening to me and it's sad. Because the people that are doing this gang stalking, right? They're being told what to do. They're being told to target someone. They're being told that maybe they're being told that this person that they're targeting is a bad person, so they have to target them. Or maybe they're being paid to do it. Who knows? Who knows what the incentive is? I just know this. Whoever is doing the gang stalking is also being lied to, right? Because I would think that gang stalking would be a community thing to help the like if somebody's using needles like in public, which is something that shouldn't be happening, right? Then the gang stalkers like come mess with them and make them uncomfortable and make them want to leave, something like that. I wouldn't think that they'd be following around somebody that like even if this person uses drugs, they try to hide it from them, the world, of it being apparent, of it being out in the open, because they're ashamed. Maybe they're ashamed about it. Maybe they don't want people to see them doing it. Whatever the reason might be, bro, this person is trying to avoid you because of that, because they're ashamed about it, or whatever the reason, they don't want you to be seen by it. Hey, you're following them, trying to see them doing it, and make sure you get a picture of them doing it. That's just insane. How do you have time for something like that? That is the time that you're taking away from helping the kids and helping the world be a better place. You're taking time by making the world a worse place by doing that. Because that's negative. And that negative is going to progress because due to the fact that we're a progressive species. Right? And then eventually, the kids of this planet, right, that are kids right now, when they become adults, they're going to be living in a world that's filled with nothing but that negative hate. And that's not good, man. That's not good. The good news is there's still hope, right? Because if there wasn't, I wouldn't be here right now. I know that for a fact. I wouldn't be here saying what I'm saying to you right now. So that's why I know for a fact that there's still hope. And so we all have to do it together as a whole, because we're all connected to each other through energy. We all have to help these children live in this world that's going to be filled with nothing but peace, love, unity, and connection. Not war, hate, and violence, man. It's going to be a bad world. But there's still hope not to let that happen. We can still do it. So my name is Nick the Greek. I'm your host. Thank you guys for tuning in today to the Love Wins podcast show. You can find it on Spotify at any time you'd like. Thank you all for your time, for your peace, love. Everybody take care. Until next time, Nick the Greek, Love Wins podcast show.